The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salaam alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. We're going to speak about motherhood in Islam. Today, Monday, 18th of Jamadi Uthani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Dey, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And that is verse 15 of Surah Ahqaf from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it and then we'll learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wawassayna al-insana biwalidayhi ihsana. حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين.
And we have enjoined upon man to his parents good treatment. His mother carried him with hardship and gave birth to him with hardship, and his gestation and weaning period is 30 months. He grows until, when he reaches maturity and reaches the age of 40 years, he says, "My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to work righteousness of which you will approve, and make righteous for me my offspring. Indeed, I have repented to you, and indeed I am of the Muslims."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Motherly love for her child is one of the wonders of the world and one of the secrets of creation, since despite suffering so many hardships and so much pain, however her child be ugly in form or character, her love never turns into disgust. She bears the child for a period of 9 months, and her delivery is very painful. She suckles her child. According to the verse, such activities last 30 months. Therefore, compared with fathers, mothers suffer further hardships. However, fathers undergo many hardships for their children in other respects.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now it's time to look at motherhood in Islam. In these moments, mothers embody qualities such as love, kindness, patience, and sacrifice that leave a lasting impact on their children. Through their words, actions, and interactions, they teach important life lessons, values, and morals. The influence of mothers also extends beyond the immediate family. Children learn from their mothers' examples, such as empathy and compassion towards others, patience in challenging situations, or resilience in the face of adversity. Whether it is balancing work and family responsibilities, pursuing higher education, or engaging in community service, mothers inspire and encourage their children every day to grow and change and make a positive impact in the world.
Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We shall be talking again the status and position of women. Lady Fatima Zahra is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife, and mother, as we said earlier. The next example that we wanted to refer to is promoting the culture of chastity and hijab. One of the emphasized concepts in our society is hijab and chastity in the social scene and in dealing with men and non-mahrams. Lady Fatima is introduced to Muslims, to Muslim women, as a perfect model for a veiled woman. It is narrated in a tradition that a blind person asked Lady Fatima sallallahu alayhi for permission to enter the house. Lady Fatima hid herself from him. The Prophet of God sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Fatima, "Why did you hide yourself when the blind man does not see you?" She said, "If he doesn't see me, I see him. If I'm not in the curtain, he can smell my scent." So the Prophet said, "I testify that you are part of my body." It is mentioned in another hadith that when the Prophet of God وسلم, said to her, "What is better for a woman?" Fatima sallallahu alayhi replied, "He who does not see a man, and a man does not see her."
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Now, the role of the mother. A mother is a window of the child to the world. When a baby is born, she is totally unaware of the outside world. The mother plays an important part in introducing him to the world. The outlook that the child will form towards life depends a lot on the mother, his attitude, his views, religious or otherwise, his perspective on life. And its goals will all be gained from her. Eventually, he will mature and perhaps form his own change views. But the initial years and what he learns in them will always have a lasting impression on his mind. A mother always tries to safeguard the child from danger and difficulties. However, some mothers tend to be overprotective. It is wise for the child to learn to face some problems in life according to his age and circumstances.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny.
Now, another tip for Muslim mother, and that is trying to calm yourself in case of disobedience. Children are immature. That's why they are called children. So don't expect every decent and mature behavior from them. Things may go wrong at times, but you can sort them out and correct them with patience. You may expect your child to obey your command, but he or she may disobey. Now here you have to prove yourself a very kind and nice Muslim mother. Have a sitting with them and tell them the pros and cons of their bad actions. Be patient and keep yourself calm in such situations.
within the parents, there is also respect. You have to respect your father and your mother. But the mother is prioritized. Why? Because your mother was the one that loved you the most. Your mother is the one that cared for you the most. Even before she even knew you, even before she even saw you, even before she carried you, she dealt with you and she went through pain because of you. And she had sleepless nights because of you. And she sacrificed her life, her body, everything that she has for your comfort. And this is why your mother, you have to treat her in the best way possible. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he tells him, man abir ya Rasulullah? Who should I show birr al-walidain to? Rasulullah tells him, ummak, your mother. And then he tells him, thumma man, he says, your mother. He says, then who? He says, your mother. And then the fourth time he says, your father. Now this doesn't mean that you have to disrespect your father. No, it just means that you have to show extra care and compassion and love to the mother. Your mother is your first caretaker, your first, the first person who loved you, the first person who's been there for you. And she carried you when you were heavy in her womb. She carried you in her arms. She fed you from her body. She gave you all of her love. And this is why in the religion of Islam, we are ordered to show respect to the parent, but specifically the mother. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says, and we have instructed the insan to show ihsan to their parents. And then the example is, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Your mother carried you in difficulty. And when she gave birth to you, she gave birth to you in difficulty. So this is why you have to show love and compassion.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special about Muslim mother. Inshallah, we continue to know more about this topic on the next episode of today's special. So follow us at parstoday.ir/en. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and since people in the West are celebrating the new year of the Gregorian calendar, we hereby present a thought-provoking statement from Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, as recorded in the Gospel of St. Barnabas, about the coming of the last prophet of God. O Jesus, say to the unjust Israelites, you have cleaned your faces but sullied your hearts. Are you deceived against me? Or are you challenging me? You are odorizing yourselves for people of this world, while your interiors are same as stinky carrions, as if you are dead people. ¶¶ Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about why we should not scorn people. And in this hadith, the Imam, he prohibits us from scorning people, and in particular from scorning the poor believer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "He who scorns a poor believer is scorned and detested by Allah until he desists from scorning him." And it's also been narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not hold any of Allah's creatures in disdain, for you do not know which of them is the friend of Allah." You know, it's been narrated in history, and this is very famous, that once the Prophet was sitting with his companions, and a very rich and wealthy person came into the presence of the Holy Prophet. And there was a wealthy person. He was sitting in the presence of the Holy Prophet, and a poor person came, and he came and he sat down, and he, you know, when the rich man and the wealthy person, he saw that this poor person came and sat by him, he kind of pulled his clothes away from the poor person. When the Prophet saw this, he said, "Why have you done this? Do you think that his touching your clothes, by his touching your clothes, some of his poverty will be rubbed off onto you, or that some of your wealth will be rubbed off onto him?" And the rich and wealthy person, when he heard this, he said, "No, O Prophet of God, this is not true. I do not believe this." He says, "Then why have you done this?" So the rich and wealthy person said, he became regretful of doing this, and he said, in order to recompense and make up for my bad action, I would like to offer this poor person half of my wealth. I would like to give it away to him. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the poor person, he said, do you accept this wealthy man's and this rich person's offering and his gift? At which the poor person said, O Prophet of God, I do not accept it. The Prophet said, why? He said, because I fear that by becoming wealthy and rich, I too would become proud and arrogant like this wealthy person. And this is not something that, you know, I can bear. It's a famous story, and it's also been perhaps reflected in the Holy Quran. There's a famous surah called Surah Abasa, in which this account has been narrated, for those of you who want to refer to it. So this is definitely very bad. In fact, it's been narrated that the Prophet Luqman said the following in his advice to his son. He said, my son, do not ever scorn anybody because of his ragged clothes, for verily your Lord and his Lord is the same one. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of scorning people in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. I'm really happy, inshallah. Today also we have Brother Fawad Haider and Hussein Akbari. Assalamu alaikum, Hussein. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And Fawad, how are you?
Salam, sir. I'm fine too.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is fine, brothers and sisters. Hope you are fine as well, inshallah. Inshallah, today we will be talking about ayah 122 from Surah
Al-An'am.
Al-An'am, page
143.
So brothers and sisters, page 143, please turn to this page. Ayah 122, Surah Al-An'am. Let's listen to the recitation once.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Hussein, could you read this ayah once for us?
Yes.
Okay, please. Fawad, let's listen, okay?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أومن كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها
ما شاء الله
كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. That was great. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
Overall, that was perfect, but there are some points that Hussein will pay attention to, okay? And he will fix them. All right, he will learn today. So, guys, brothers and sisters, inshallah, we will mention the tajweed rules. The way we recite and read this ayah correctly based on tajweed rules. Listen to them, inshallah, and learn. And Hussein as well, inshallah, will fix them. So, Fawad, what is the first important rule here?
The pronunciation. Awaman
kana, the pronunciation of the letters. So let's take a look at the letters which are important. Could you help us?
Hamza.
Wow. Wow. Wa. Wa. Okay.
We have ha.
Ha. Ahyayna. Ah. Ah. Throat letter.
And we have ha.
Ha. We have two. One ha we have, which is more throaty.
Yes.
And the other one is a soft one. Ha. Ahyayna.
Yes.
Soft one. Good. Next one.
Ayn.
Ayn. Ja'alna. Ayn and Hamza. Make sure they are different. Yeah?
Yes. We have tha.
Tha.
Mathaluhu.
Mathaluhu. Good job. Mathaluhu. Tha.
We have dad.
Dad. Feel zulumati. The vibrating sound. Vibrating sound. Next.
We have dhal.
Dhal. كَذَلِكَ tip of your tongue, with the tip of your tongue and the tip of your teeth. ذَلِكَ كَذَلِكَ. Next. That's all. These are the letters that you should pay attention. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let me read. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا. Is he who was lifeless? Allah Almighty wants to give you an example. Okay, an example. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. Is he who was lifeless, then we gave him life. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا. And we provided him with a light of guidance. يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. By which he walks among the people. كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Like one who dwells. Okay, is that person like one who dwells in a manifold darkness? ليس بخارج منها, which he cannot leave from that darkness. كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون. To the faithless is thus presented as decorous what they have been doing. Allah Almighty is comparing like a person who has received the light of guidance, comparing him with a person who has not received the light of guidance and he is in clear darkness. All
yes.
Right? Yeah. So are they the same?
No.
Are they the same?
No.
Yes, they are not the same. Good job. It's clear that they are not
the same.
The one who receives the guidance, the light of Allah Almighty, he knows what to do. His future is bright. His future is clear for him. He wants to do what? And hereafter, in the day of judgment, he will be happy. He will be
happy.
Happy. And he will be entering Jannah, heaven. But the one who is in complete darkness, if Allah Almighty does not guide him, if he does not show that he deserves to be guided, so in the day of judgment, he will regret.
So question.
Yep.
If someone doesn't see the light at all and doesn't understand it, We go to the heaven or the hell?
There is a like an argument with this, okay? Like, we have a person who has never heard about the guidance. For example, he lives in a territory, in a place, okay? In an island. That no prophet have been... maybe even the prophet have been sent, okay? But he has not received guidance. He does not know about Islam. He does not know about Allah Almighty, okay? If he stays, if he lives the way he lives, Allah Almighty will basically will forgive him and maybe Allah Almighty will enter him Jannah. Let him enter Jannah, okay? But if the person who has received guidance, he knows about Islam, okay? About the fact, about the truth, and still he refuses. He refuses. In this case, of course, he will be punished. Let's pay attention to this point. Awa man kana. Hussein, read it once.
Awa man kana.
Uh-huh. What is the mistake?
Ikhfa rule.
Ikhfa. Man kana. Ikhfa. Awa man kana. Awa man kana. You hide the sound of nun. Okay?
Okay.
Read it now. Nice point, nice one. Good job, good job. A woman can a mate. Read it.
A woman can a mate.
Ahsan. Again, Ikhfa. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
Read Fawad this one. Fa'ahyaynahu. A woman can a abtu fa'ahyaynah.
A woman can a mate. Fa'ahyaynahu.
أحسن فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي. Am I right?
No, you're wrong.
So what's the problem?
You made a mistake here with Ra and Ya. You should merge them together.
How should I read it?
نوري يمشي.
All right, thank you. Read it, Hussein.
وجعلنا له نورا يمشي.
Ah, that's it. وجعلنا له نورا يمشي نورا يمشي. This is beautiful. Nice. Thank you, Hussein and Fawad.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Bihi. Do you see that fallen ya there?
Yes.
After ha. Yeah. Bihi. That tells you extend the sound for 2 beats. Okay. Finnasi. What's the rule here? Fi has yamad. It has a yamad, but you ignore it. Fin. Fin. Fi and nas. No. Finnas. Yamshi bihi finnas. كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ
إِدْغَام.
إِدْغَام. How do you read?
كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ.
كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ. Thank you. كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ. How do I read it, Hussein? لَيْسَ.
لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ.
خَارِ. Is it tafkhim, afra, or tarqiq?
Tarqiq.
Tarqiq, lightly. Bikhari. Read it.
Bikharijim.
It's because of the kha, because kha is a heavy
yes.
letter. That's why it's a bit difficult to pronounce it. Quickly switch it to a light letter, yes? Laysa bikharijim. Not ri. Ri. Read it again.
ليس بخارج.
Nice one. ليس بخارج منها. خارجيم. You can extend. You should extend the sound. منها جيم. What does that جيم say on the top for?
It's جائز. You can continue or stop.
All right. You can make a pause or continue reading. Good job. So Allah Almighty says, "Is he who was lifeless? Then we gave him life. Gave him life means actually we guided him.
So this is a metaphor, right?
Yeah, kind of. And also we were dead. Okay, maitan is referred to. It has many meanings. It can mean like we were in ignorance. Allah Almighty guided us, gave us knowledge. It means we were dead. Of course.
So it somehow resembles the word lost, right? Somehow resembles.
Yeah. We were kind of lost in darkness, but Allah Almighty saved us. Okay, this has this meaning as well. كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون. These are the important points here in this ayah about tajweed rules and also the explanation. We got introduced to this ayah. I will be reciting Hussein and Fawad. You should repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, also pay attention and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا.
أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا.
أحسن. When you stop, نُورًا changes to نُورًا. تنوين فتحة changes to
ألف مد.
ألف مد. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ.
وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات.
أحسن. مثله. أحسن. كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها.
كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها.
كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون.
كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون.
أحسنتم. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us up to this time. That's all from us for today. Hope you stay safe, inshallah. Stay with Arab English Radio. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. See you. والحمد لله رب العالمين. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تسلم.
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil fa.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of supplication. We said that based on the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, there are many conditions to be met if the supplication is to be responded to. Now, we mentioned a couple of conditions, and we looked at the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, which are replete with the different conditions regarding the acceptance of supplication. We were saying that since there are different constituents for a true kind of supplication, there must be different conditions regarding each of them. We said that at the very first stage, the supplicant must be sincere, and his mouth's tongue must be in harmony with his heart's tongue. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allahumma ighfir li ma taqarrabtu bihi ilayka bilisani thumma khalafahu qalbi. O Allah, forgive me for what I have approached to you with my tongue, and then my heart has opposed it. Let us have a look at other instances so we can understand this point better. When Abraham, alayhi salam, was arguing with the infidels and was praising his God, he said, my God is the one who الذي خلقني فهو يهديني والذي يطعمني ويسقين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين. My God is the one who created me, then he showed me the way, then he is the one who gives me to eat, gives me to drink. والذي يطعمني هو يطعمني ويسقين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين. And he is the one that when I am sick, he restores me to health. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. He is the one who will cause me to die and then gives me life, and who I hope will forgive me my mistakes on the Day of Judgment. In this verse, Prophet Abraham has ascribed to God the power of guidance and the acceptance of guidance to himself. He has ascribed feeding to God and hunger and thirst to himself. He ascribed healing to God, but disease to himself. He recognizes life and death to be a loss. He knows that to err is a matter of man, but to forgive is a loss. This is the point that we are trying to establish. Then he invokes Allah by saying, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. That's the time when he truly asks the Almighty Allah My Lord, grant me wisdom and join me with the good. وَجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ O Allah, ordain for me a goodly mention among posterity, and make me of the heirs of the Garden of Bliss, and forgive my father, for he is surely of those who have gone astray. So Abraham, Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, through these words, has asked God for all means of perfection. But before that, prior to that, he is clearly stating a set of conditions. We can infer those conditions from the words of Prophet Abraham. And regarding the first constituent of the supplication, which is the kind of interaction and relation between the two sides, and the second and third constituents, which is the supplicant and the Almighty Allah, we can, I assume, infer many of the conditions for these constituents. So Prophet Abraham has ascribed to God all good epithets.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. آب کم جو تشنگی آور به دست. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. تا بجوشد آب از بالا و پست. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, one of the most significant assets God has bestowed upon His servants is the spiritual attraction which is emphasized in numerous traditions. This kind of attraction is the first constituent which constitutes the reality, the entity, the spirit of dua and supplication is referred to as by the word dua. مَنْ أَعْطَ الدُّعَاءَ أَعْطَ الْإِجَابَةَ The one who has given you supplication will give you the response to it. That very one will respond to it. Both Sunni and Shi'i sources report from the Prophet ﷺ is saying, "الدُعَاءُ سِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ That supplication is the believer's weapon. In Bihar al-Anwar, we read these traditions that say, "لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَضَاءَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاءَ Nothing causes a divine decree to be annulled except supplication. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, supplication causes a divine decree to be annulled after it has been confirmed. الدعاء يرد القضاء بعدما أبرم إبراما. Practice supplication too much فأكثر من الدعاء فإنه مفتاح كل رحمة. It is the key to every mercy. And it is the means for every need to be satisfied. وَالنَّجَاحُ كُلِّ حَاجَةٍ. Nothing of the blessings of the Almighty Allah will be gained, dear listeners, save by supplication. And this is what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says. لَا يُنَالُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلٍ إِلَّا بِالدُّعَاءِ وَلَيْسَ بَابٌ يَكْثُرُ قَرْعُهُ إِلَّا يُوشَكُ أَنْ يُفْتَحَ لِصَاحِبِهِ. And every door that is knocked repeatedly will be opened. Nothing of the blessings of the Almighty Allah will be gained save by supplication. This is the importance of the first constituent of supplication. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.